So today we're talking about throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks. Discovering a path or success through experimentation. Now, ideally, you have a plan. You know where you're going. You stick to it. You work hard and you yield success. That's an ideal. And sometimes life doesn't work like that. Not everyone is blessed with a single gift that they are exceptionally good at the expense of everything else. Some people are so good musically that that's all they're ever going to go into. For a lot of people, though, we have got some skills in a lot of different areas. And it's about finding out which area is the best to pursue. And that's why it's throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks. It's a way of experimenting with life. A lot of the time, we're stuck in a rut. We're unsure about the career. We're unsure about our main purpose, vocation. And we don't do anything. We get stuck under the paralysis by analysis. And actually, throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks can lead to something incredible. It can free you from fears and sticking to something that maybe is not going to work out. We often resist experimentation. Maybe it's the fear of failure, maybe it's the pressure to succeed immediately. Or overthinking. You're standing at this fork in the road, unsure about which path to take. But maybe there doesn't have to be just the two paths in front of you. Maybe you can create more than those simple paths. We stand waiting for a magical sign to make the decision for us, or fate to step in. But if you don't move, you'll never know what's down any of the paths. Have you been procrastinating on something because you're unsure if it'll work out? What's the worst thing that could happen if you tried and failed? And more importantly, what could happen if you succeeded? Action breeds clarity. Inaction breeds doubt. By experimenting, then you create clarity where there was none. Now, if we think of life as a canvas and your experiments as paint, not every stroke will create a masterpiece, but each attempt adds to the picture itself. And over time, patterns can emerge and you can start to see what resonates and what doesn't. This is the essence of throwing shit at a wall. Trying a variety of things, accepting that some will fail and being okay with that. There's obviously different areas of life as well that you can throw shit at the wall. Maybe it's sports and physical activities. Maybe you don't like the gym. Maybe you prefer calisthenics. Maybe you haven't tried a martial art. Or if you have, maybe there's other ones that you can try. Rock climbing, hiking, football, MMA, whatever it's going to be. You might not find out what you're best at until you try a number of things. Throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks. Conor McGregor was working as a plumber before he decided to try MMA. And obviously, that decision transformed him into a global superstar. Maybe it's a creative venture. Maybe you launch a podcast, you write a book, you write a blog, you pick up a camera, you start painting. You can try something yourself. Joe Rogan obviously started a podcast interviewing some of his friends, and now he has the biggest podcast in the world, essentially. Maybe it's career-wise. Maybe you need to experiment with jobs within an industry, with different industries. Maybe you go self-employed, you're employed, you freelance, you shadow someone, you take a course. Howard Schultz was working in sales before he pivoted into the coffee industry and started Starbucks and turned into a global phenomenon. Maybe you need to try something in the performance arts section. Maybe it's acting, stand-up, improv. A lot of comedians started late. because for whatever reason they were forced down that path. Even if you don't become the next Harrison Ford, you'll gain confidence. Harrison Ford as well, he didn't wasn't always an actor. He had a life before that as well. And this is what you need to understand, that sometimes things come out of the blue. He was a carpenter before he got his main, or he got an active acting job. So sometimes you need to throw shit at the wall and see what sticks. Maybe it's personal challenges. Maybe you're looking for something to fulfill you. Maybe you try a marathon. Maybe you learn a new language. Something will resonate with you, but you won't know until you go and try different things. You're waiting for a lightning bolt to just say, right, to write on the wall or write in the sky, do this, do this. Doesn't work like that. Maybe it's entrepreneurship. Maybe you try a side hustle. Maybe you try selling something online, or maybe you start a service. Maybe you do door-to-door sales. Maybe you design a product. Maybe you start a clothing brand. Throw shit at the wall and see what sticks. Sarah, or Sarah Blakely, founder of Spanx, started by selling fax machines door to door, but then her idea took off. Oprah Winfrey, TV anchor, pivoted into a hosting show. Sometimes rejection is just redirection. Elon Musk, he's tried many things. We don't even need to talk too much about him. We all know he's done PayPal, he's done SpaceX, Tesla. He's throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks. There's probably other things that he's tried in the background that you're not even aware of. Because experimentation multiplies your opportunities for success. And yes, you can argue, well, you don't want to try 1,000 kicks once, you want to try one kick 1,000 times. But sometimes, if that kick's the wrong kick for you, there's no point in trying it 1,000 times. Life isn't as simple as that. J.K. Rowling, or Rowling, she struggled as a single mother. She was a teacher or a teaching assistant, I believe, was rejected and then persisted with that. And that's history now. So, what can you try? How can you start to experiment? Maybe write down 10 things you've always wanted to be or try. Maybe you wanted to be an athlete or an actor or a comedian, podcast host, an author, a sales manager. Try each of those simultaneously. You might be forced down an avenue. Maybe you get that sales manager job. Boom, give it a try. Maybe the career side doesn't work out, but you get an opportunity to do a stand-up set, you do it, and people love you, and your life goes from there. Just pick one to start with. Start with that one. Try that, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, maybe try something else. And only you will know. There's no hard and fast rules here of when to cut it off. When have you tried too long for it to work or not work before you have to say, yeah, let's try something different? There's a fine line between persistence and idiocy, and that's for you to work out. Let go of perfectionism as well. Accept that you'll fail, accept that things might not be great at first. And as Jordan Peterson says, it's better to do something badly than not to do it at all. That's part of the process. Keep a list or keep a journal, track what you've tried, track what you've learned, track what felt right, track what did well. And involve others if you can. So here's some questions to think about. What's one thing you've been putting off because you're afraid to fail? What would your life look like if you gave yourself permission to experiment without judgment? Are you waiting for the perfect moment to try something new? Spoiler, it doesn't exist. What's the worst that could happen if you try something that didn't work out? The principle isn't just about personal growth, though. It applies in all areas of life. When startups iterate constantly to find out what works. Instagram started as a checking app before pivoting into a photo sharing. Amazon started as a just a bookstore, essentially, and look at it now. In education, people switch their degree to explore and find their passions. In relationships, you need to date, as they say, kiss a lot of frogs to find a prince. Same thing happens here. Life isn't about getting everything right the first time. It's about trying, failing, learning, growing. You can try multiple things at the same time. You can throw as much shit at as many different walls as you can. Unless you give yourself the opportunity for success, you will never find it. So, what opportunities can you give yourself by throwing shit at that particular opportunistic wall?